Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. Welcome to the Deen Show. And wouldn't you like to have all your questions about Islam answered at your disposal, where you can go ahead and log on to a website, call a phone number, and get those queries, get those doubts cleared up? Well, Ask a Muslim is where you can go. And I have the president of Ask a Muslim, Sheikh Dr. Marwan. Assalamu alaikum.
How are you?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah.
Let's get into the what's the primary goal of AskAMuslim.com. I mean, it's kind of in the name, getting people to ask. Right. But when did you start this, and what was the, because I'm gonna, and I want you guys to stay tuned, because we're gonna get into some of the tough questions that are thrown out there at Muslims and trying to belittle Islam, attack the last and final Messenger Prophet Muhammad, his marriage to Aisha. You're gonna answer this, but tell me first, what motivated you to start this organization?
I think the very first important thing is that kind of prompted us to start this organization is the fact that people are going to all sorts of people to know about Islam. People, I mean, if you go to the news media, they ask X and Y, so they could get the knowledge about Islam. So we started this organization for the hope that people would ask us about Islam and ask a Muslim about Islam, ask a real practicing Muslim how they go about their life, how do they practice Islam, you know, and this is going to be, I mean, and they will get real answers about what Islam is all about.
Yeah. Instead of going to maybe the 700 Club, Pat Robinson,
right.
Fox News, come to the Muslims. And again, Muslims, one who simply does what Jesus did, submits to the will of the Creator, not the creation. There's a big one that they throw out there. They say, look, Muhammad, peace be and blessings be upon him, he was, you know, married to Aisha at such a young age. They throw the P word out there at him. And how do you go ahead and answer this what many would perceive as a tough question?
I think this is an easy question, but why? Because we have to put things in perspective. The way we go about answering this question is by looking at two things. Is one, we have to look at it from the historical context, and also from, also you wanted to also compare it to what other religions and cultures have done back then. The very first thing is we tend to go to the very first thing that we tackle is, was Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the only person who have done such thing back then, or, I mean, does he stand out in this action, or there's other people who have done the same thing? Was this a normal thing that existed at his times? And this is the kind of things that we tend to, I mean, and this is, you could go back to history, and time after time, you will see the same thing happening over and over. The most common example that we tend to utilize, and this is something not in the Quran, not in the Hadith. This is, you could even easily, anybody could look at it in the Catholic Encyclopedia, where it says, you open the Catholic Encyclopedia, and it tells you that Joseph, he was 99 years old when he married Mary, who was 12 years old. Yeah. So, the same thing. Is that? Do we consider this? Could we throw out the P word at them? Of course not, because at that time they had a different. Their culture allowed it. The other thing is that, you know, another important thing that we tend to look at is was this a foreign concept to the culture of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The enemies of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, have used all sort of tactics to call him out. Like, they called him a magician. They called him, they called him a liar. But they never ever called him somebody who goes out with girls or something like that. They never used that against him, even though that could be an easy tactic to be utilized against Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So that's another thing. Even nowadays in the United States, you'll see many states who are, the minimum age for marriage is 12 and 13 and 14 years old. So if 1400 years ago, it was okay, you know, it was okay. Some states still think it's okay even nowadays. Another important fact that we tend to also minimize, in 1980 in the state of Delaware, this is the United States of America, you know, the minimum age for marriage was 8 years old. You know, so we can't be doing double standards here, saying this is, well, you guys are wrong, but in the same token, we are practicing here in this country.
You actually talk about this in one of your guys' video. You mentioned St. Augustine in 350, married at the age of 10.
Yes.
King Richard, 7 years old. Henry the Eighth. You mentioned, this is you talking about this, 6 years old. And you mentioned the Bible in Numbers 31:17. It says, save
for yourself, every girl, or every girl for yourself. So this is, even the British Catholic canons allowed, the British Catholic canons have allowed the marriage of minors until the early 1800s. And that, but later on, it made it, they made an edict or a fatwa against it, and this is now not permissible. So it's the same thing here. I mean, plus, you know, another important fact there is when Aisha radiallahu anha, when she married Prophet Muhammad, she was not a minor. She, at that time, she was mature. You know, people at a young age back then used to mature easily. Nowadays, somebody could become 30 years old and still not mature. He's not mature. He still play with video games. But back then, because of the temperature, because of the culture, because of the type of food that they ate, they were easy to become, for them to become mature at earlier age.
That's a good point. So even his opponents at that time, they never brought this up. And if you're going to go ahead and bring up something, you have to find a valid reason. Was it against the law at that time? So put it in proper culture.
Was it
against the law?
Was it
against God's law? Was it something that went against the culture? On what grounds are you rejecting? You can't. There's no leg to stand. And then the founding fathers of this country, you mentioned Delaware. It was actually the age 7. And then you mentioned also the New Hampshire, New York, Massachusetts is 12 on the books, 13 in New Hampshire. So you would actually have someone who goes to Mexico, let's say there it's, 14 or something. Then that person goes to Italy or another state. So as soon as he flies out of one place or another, he's a criminal, right?
Yeah, I mean,
nothing set in precedence.
There is no universal law that says, you know, this is allowed. There's a certain age allowed in this country versus another country.
Yeah.
So therefore, when we compare things, we cannot compare apples and oranges.
Yeah.
We have to look into consideration the culture. We have to look at considering the religion. We have to take into consideration, you know, even the atmosphere that was localized at that time.
Yeah. And again, we're talking about 1,400 years ago. This is 1,000. Put things in context. So we're put it in its place. And I think anybody with a sincere, open mind would clear these prejudices that they might have. They would see that this is not something that they can really attack him on. And even his enemies, like you mentioned, who attacked on every other aspect that they tried, right? They didn't go ahead and use this. And she was actually a contract to get married, and it was his best friend that had allowed this to happen.
Of course. The other thing is, this is something that, again, don't take one piece out of the puzzle and say this is the puzzle. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, have taught us, I mean, he taught us the morale of this religion, you know, and as he said in Arabic, لِكُلِّ دِينٌ خُلُقُ وَدْخُلُقُ هَذَا الدِّينَ الْحَيَاءُ. To each and every religion, there is a moral. They are known for such a moral. And the moral that Islam is known for is the morality of haya, being shy. So how could somebody who could teach us to be shy, to be humble, to look down, to lower our gaze, not to mix with the other sex, you know, not to shake the hands of a foreign woman, yet he's I mean, you claim he's doing these kind of things. It would not make sense whatsoever.
Yeah, that's a good point. Islam being on the highest level of protecting chastity, morality, no fooling around, hanky-panky with the other. It's all in marriage, right? The woman has to be obviously mature. Today, you have to obey the law of the land. You can't, you know, do opposite. But we're talking about the culture at that time.
Course, yes.
Don't try to take it out and judge him when others at that time, they didn't, the law, God's law, the culture, his enemies, they didn't attack him on that. What grounds do you have? And then you gave some points even from the Bible, even from history, these people who are looked at as saints, you gave those great examples. I think this is a case closed, shut. What do you think?
I think so too. So again, if you have a question, the best thing you should do is try not to take what we think for us is allowable in the 21st century, going back to what happened 1,400 years ago. You know, Now we have engines. Back then, they used to have camels. You know, now we have refrigerator. Back then, they used to put salt in on the meat. So for it to be preserved. So it's not. You really cannot compare the apples and oranges for sure.
Now, anyone has any questions? Ask a Muslim.
That's right.
You came to the Muslim. You did a great thing. Instead of going again to the 700 Club or to some Islamophobe, you coming to the right place. Tell us, before we go, you're also feeding the people, you're in the community, helping the community, spreading purpose and peace, and also the food.
That's true. But, I mean, this is part of not being a true Muslim. A true Muslim is the one that does not just talks about Islam and there is action. There have to be some sort of action. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, have taught us that none of us a true believer unless, and he cannot be a true believer and his neighborhood or his neighbor is hungry. So part of being a good Muslim, part of being, you know, interactive within the community, we have to look out for the people who are poor, who are needy. And therefore, this is one of the things that lately we have established, is we have to be part of the community. We have to be. We have to feel their aches, you know. And there's something that we cannot close our eyes on. There is a poverty in the community. So therefore, Ask a Muslim have opened this door to the poor and needy to help them. If they need anything, they could come in and get their, you know, weekly or monthly supply. And this is part of our, you know, duty up toward them.
Giving back to the community, Muslims. And again, and non-Muslims, given to all of humanity, because we're brothers and sisters in humanity, calling you to worship the creator of humanity, the one God, the same God that Jesus, Moses, Abraham, all of them called people to worship the one God. And if you have any other queries, any other questions, askamuslim.com. We'll see you next time. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
It is important to understand things in their historical context. For instance, it would be silly to ask, what kind of milk did they drink 1400 years ago? Or to ask, what kind of engine they used to have back then? Therefore, one must understand that things 1400 years ago were very different from now. Time have changed, and so human have. 1400 years ago, it was very common for women to marry at a young age. It is a historical fact that girls from ages 9 to 14 were married off in Europe, Asia, Africa, and America. For example, St. Augustine, 350 AD, he married a 10-year-old. King Richard II, 1400 AD, he married a 7-year-old. Henry VIII, 1500 AD, he married a 6-year-old. Even in the Bible, it says, but save for yourself every girl who have never slept with a man. According to Catholic Encyclopedia, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was 12 when she married 99-year-old Joseph. Before 1929, Church of England ministers could marry a 12-year-old in Britain. Before 1983, Catholic canon laws permitted priests to marry off brides at the age of 12. A lot of people are unaware in the United States, in the state of Delaware in the 1880s, the minimum age for marriage was 7 years old, and in California it was 10 years. Even now, the marriage age for some states are 12 in Massachusetts, 13 in New Hampshire, and 14 in New York. At the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, those who refused his message tried every method and strategy to discredit him. They were always looking for opportunities to attack him, verbally or even physically. Some of this verbal abuse consisted of calling him magician or a soothsayer or crazy. However, they never thought to point out or objected to his marriage to Aisha. Why? Because this was the norm of society, meaning it was completely normal. With that said, did you know that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he had only one wife, Khadija, throughout the first 54 years of his life? Did you know that she was a widow? Did you know that she was 15 years older than him? He, peace be upon him, spent his entire youth with her. He was committed to her until after her death by keeping ties with her friends. What about Aisha? Was she a child when she agreed to marry Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? First, it's important to note that it is strictly prohibited in Islam to marry someone before the age of puberty. Note, the age of puberty varies throughout different times and different places. According to scientific references, girls might enter full-blown puberty anytime between the ages of 9 and 15. Also, the average temperature of the country is considered to be the chief factor with regard to menstruation and sexual puberty. So, was Aisha a child? No, she was not. So, what about the wisdom behind this marriage? God always knows best. The marriage of Aisha was an instruction from God. Aisha narrated to us more than 2200 hadiths or sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Aisha was exceptionally intelligent. And since she married Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, at a young age, she was able to learn so much from him. She later played an important role
as a teacher, expert, and interpreter of Islam. So, there was so much wisdom behind this marriage. For those who do not know Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, did not come to seek worldly pleasures, but rather, he warned us against them. His companions described him as a man of morality and said he was shyer than a virgin in her seclusion. When the believers asked him an awkward question, he would cover his face out of shyness. He taught us that each religion is known for a kind of morality, and the morality of Islam is shyness and modesty. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Say, I'm only a man like you, whom revealed to him that your God is one God. So whomever would hope to meet his Lord, let him do righteous work and not associate anyone with his Lord. If you have questions about Islam, ask a Muslim.